Or two of them?
Yeah. Well, it's a Saturday morning at Hope Distributed in Harrisonburg, a food pantry that feeds more than 24,000 people in the Shenandoah Valley each year. This morning, the lobby is full and the need is great. Hope Distributed is one of the many food pantries that the Blue Ridge Food Bank Area Network services. Volunteers set up a shop, complete with shopping carts and signs telling those picking up food how much of each grocery item they may take.
What do you think, Granny? You want blackberries, or do you want blueberries or watermelon?
Food banks and pantries are bracing for another rise in need as an after effect of the federal government shutdown, what they are calling the SNAP gap. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP program, handed out benefits to recipients 2 weeks early because of a fear of lack of funding from last month's government shutdown. For most recipients, that means an early January boost to February benefits on their EBT cards. As a result, most recipients won't get their next set of benefits until mid-March, leaving an approximate 55-day gap. Blue Ridge Area Food Bank CEO Michael McKee says that people who received their SNAP benefits for February 2 weeks early might run out of available funds quickly and will therefore have to turn to food pantries and food banks for assistance.
What's making that prospect even more alarming to us is the cold weather. We know that people often have to choose whether to heat their homes or to eat. And in this kind of weather, they have no choice. They're going to heat their homes, and that will likely mean they'll run through their SNAP benefits or their available food more quickly.
Blue Ridge Area Food Bank services pantries all around the Shenandoah Valley. The food bank provides fresh fruits, vegetables, meat, and other dietary staples that help people who would otherwise not be able to afford a variety of food. Mariah Rout Smith has a 3-year-old daughter. She said her SNAP benefits help provide her family healthy foods. Her paycheck working for a dollar convenience store doesn't cover all of her bills, and she's grateful for the extra assistance. She says that although she's been able to save her February benefits, she is worried about other people she talks to at work who might not have been able to do the same.
So I know it is harder for other people right now trying to budget all of that and keep track of it and trying to stretch that for such a long period of time, especially because a lot of people don't get enough benefits to actually cover what they need. Them having these extra benefits, they're going to end up spending them because they actually need that. And now they have it, but then they're not going to have any a few weeks from now.
Rita Davis, a 71-year-old grandmother on disability, counts on the benefits. She's worried about elderly SNAP recipients who can't continue to work.
I don't want them to pay for everything that I have. I'm too proud to have somebody do that. But sometimes you need a little bit of help. And that's what I thought the government was there for. And you work all your life and you find out that, you know, if you find out you can't get help, I know what some of these people are going through. They just got elderly and then they were trying to get help. And then they, you know, they've got all these things to pay and they're trying to live on $300, $400 a month. That's not doable.
McKee says the SNAP program is an incredibly efficient federal program with proven results, helping those living below the poverty line with the food needed to help feed their families.
The reason food banks are so concerned about the SNAP gap is that SNAP provides 12 times as much food to people in need as food banks do. America's food banks provide enough food for 4.5 billion meals. SNAP accounts for 12 times that much food. So any disruption in SNAP benefits means people have nowhere else to go. We'll turn to food banks, and we will quickly be overwhelmed. We can't food bank our way out of that kind of crisis if, in fact, SNAP is entirely suspended.
Food bank employees are hoping that Congress and the president can reach a solution to the federal budget in time to avoid another shutdown in mid-February, because they understand that the negative ripple effects of a government shutdown happen long after the government reopens. For WMRA News, I'm Bridget Manley.
Take whatever you need. There's contact.